Hello once again, my friends. It's Pastor Bob, and it's today's Lenten Daily Devotion on our eighth day of Lent, right? Eighth day of Lent. So we're on devotion number eight. Just want to keep making that clear. I did get approval to tell you why, for you early listeners, it's arriving a little late today. It's all because of Beth Jones. And she gave me permission to say that, so I said it, although there were many other factors as well, let the record show. Anyway, this is a great devotion today. It's really good. It's called The Need and the Knowing. The Need and the Knowing. And we've got some scripture from the Gospel of John, the spiritual gospel. John 20, verses 26 through 28. You've heard it before. John 20, 26 through 28. Here's the word. A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands? Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." This is not the devotion yet, but the phrase "doubting Thomas" always bothered me a little bit. I kind of like it. Believing despite doubting Thomas, right? Believing despite doubting. And you'll get a taste of that in John Pavlovitz's devotion today. Let's get into that. Here it is. A doubting Thomas. It's funny how that derisive nickname has persevered 2,000 years after this story is said to have occurred. And yet, we've never gotten it right about this guy. We always take it for granted that the disciple Thomas was experiencing a blanket lack of belief, which is how we usually apply the phrase, doubt, when in reality, he simply could not fathom the news of Jesus' resurrection and would not believe without tangible proof, without having evidence he could literally touch with his own hands. I take great comfort in this section of John's gospel for a couple of reasons. For one thing, I see in this bargaining man something I recognize, a struggle to have all the information I want in order to fully embrace this most staggering of mysteries. That in itself is a true encouragement. But I also find solace in Jesus' response to Thomas. It is not scolding or condemning, but accommodating. The ever-passionate rabbi gives his skeptical student what he needs in order to go all the way with him. Listen to that. This is so true of how Jesus meets us wherever we are. He says, the ever-compassionate rabbi gives his skeptical student, that's us, what we need in order to go all the way with him. Continuing, he doesn't berate him for his internal barriers to belief, but he meets him there and allows him proximity and experience and knowing so that Thomas might find peace. You see that? That's another one of those three-step things that I love so much. Three things that Jesus allowed Thomas in his doubt to do. Remember? He allowed him one, proximity. Come close. Come close, you doubter. Two, experience. have a personal experience with Jesus Christ, which leads to three, knowing. Knowing. Tangible evidence aside, knowing. So that Thomas might find peace. Final paragraph. I've heard it said that human beings are either wired for belief or for skepticism. That some of us, who tend to be more emotional, find faith far easier and more natural, while other more cerebral people are constantly battling the intellectual doubt that is their default setting. I'm not sure it's as simple as all that, however. I do know that simple belief has never come easy for me. Taking hold of the reality of Jesus, let alone this rise narrative, seems effortless for lots of people. But for me, it's been a meandering road, to say the least. This story with Thomas gives me hope that not only does God know exactly when and why I strain to believe in the times and seasons I do, but also that God is willing to let me have whatever will make the cloudy things clear eventually. There is almost always a gap between the need and the knowing. But God meets us there, in that distance. Amen. All right, listeners, just some reminders. After Sunday service, we're going to have our Lenten luncheon with episode 2 of The Chosen. Doesn't matter if you haven't seen the first. Each episode speaks for itself in many ways. And we're going to try to improve the setting a little bit. We'll see what we can do. And certainly have some more explanation, just some brief identifications of individuals and things like that. And we'll have sandwiches and probably something else. But chips, I don't know, some kind of dessert maybe. We'll see. Please come. We'd love to see you there. We get it done in probably less than an hour if we hustle. And Sunday night at 5 is our first gathering of the book club. We're reading Max Lucado's book, Help is Here. Max Lucado, Help is Here. You can get it on Amazon. There are some extra copies at church, but you won't need to have read any of it for Sunday night. We'll have a gathering, kind of setting the context of who Max Lucado is and the book he's written and why it's so important to him. And we'll figure out, you know, when, how, and where we want to meet in the future and how much we want to read in between. So all that will be decided Sunday evening at 5 in the overflow space. That's it for the infomercials. May God bless your Thursday, this 8th day of our 40-day Lenten journey. Amen.